Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Bilingual ballots are coming to Salt Lake County. Joining me to outline what's in store for Spanish-speaking voters in the county, Sherry Swenson. She's the Salt Lake County Clerk, and she's in charge of elections in the county. And Sherry, thanks so much for your time today. Mark Thomas is with us as well. He is the Director of Elections for the state of Utah, and he's also the Deputy Chief of Staff to Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell. And Mark, thanks so much for your time today.
Good morning.
Will Spanish language voting materials get you to the polls? If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Mark Thomas, let's start with you first. What are the requirements under the Voting Rights Act? What does that federal mandate say when it comes to accommodating bilingual voters?
Well, it's the Voting Rights Act from 1975, and it's under Section 203. And what it says is once you reach a certain threshold of having citizens over a certain population, so in this case we have the Hispanic population has reached that threshold, and that 5% of the voting age citizens are limited in their English, voting information be provided in that language. So in this case, Salt Lake County has met both of those thresholds and has the requirement to provide election information in Spanish.
Okay. Sherry Swenson, you found out about this when the new census data came out in October. Did it surprise you at all?
We did not know if we would be impacted. We thought it may happen, but we were notified on October 20th by the Department of Justice that we were under the provision of Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act, and so we started very quickly to move toward implementing this according to the federal law.
So it kind of came out of the blue?
Well, they were supposed to release the information in July and then again in September, the census data that is, and then it didn't get finished until October, so it was pretty much a sudden notification. And what we didn't know is that it was supposed to pertain as much as possible to the November 8th election.
So you have roughly 2 weeks to get ready.
Yes.
So how did your office scramble to make that happen? And what were you able to accomplish before this November's election?
We had our voting rights poster translated into Spanish, our voting machine instructions. We were able to get the pages on my county website translated. It was too late to do anything with the paper ballots or even the electronic voting machine ballots because they were all locked down and, you know, being delivered to the polling locations. So we did as much as we could.
Mm. How many Spanish-speaking voters are there in Salt Lake County? Mark Thomas, do you know?
You know, I don't know, and I don't know if they necessarily tell you from the census.
Sherry Swenson?
I don't know exactly. What they did is notified us that there were pockets throughout the county of non-proficient English-speaking individuals. And so based on that American census survey that they send out, they take into consideration, it isn't the entire county, but they look at areas, jurisdictions within the county, and if any of those jurisdictions meet that criteria, then we as a county become under the Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act.
So do you have to provide bilingual services to just those neighborhoods where the Spanish speakers are clustered, or is it a countywide? You've got so many people in the county, you need to do this countywide.
All of the election-related material needs to be printed in both languages, like our voter registration forms, our vote-by-mail application, provisional envelopes, anything printed needs to be countywide. However, going into next year's elections, the bilingual poll workers will be stationed according to those areas that are identified.
We're speaking with Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson, who is in charge of elections for Salt Lake County. Also with us, Mark Thomas, Director of Elections for the State of Utah. If you'd like to join us, we're talking about bilingual ballots in Salt Lake County. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Mark Thomas, is Salt Lake County unique in the state in that it has met a threshold and has to abide by the Voting Rights Act?
Well, no, they're not. San Juan County is also under this provision. In fact, they've been under this provision since 1975, when the Voting Rights Act was first initiated. So they have to provide election information for the Navajo language. And for the most part, it's not a written language, so they do have some special provisions in the statute to allow for a language that's not written. And so, but they've been doing that for years, and so, but it is new to Salt Lake this go around.
And are there other counties that are approaching that threshold in the state for Spanish speakers?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. 801-355-TALK is our number. So, Sherry Swenson, you mentioned the accommodations you're making, Spanish on the website, voter information, ballots, other measures that are maybe a little bit tricky for you to provide to the Spanish-speaking voters in the county?
Well, we'll try to determine. We do have the electronic voting machines, which accommodates many various types of languages, so that's a good thing. They will be very helpful. People going to the polls or early voting locations will have an opportunity to select which language. I mean, it's very clear cut. It's just a simple, you know, select on the screen which language you want your ballot in.
Like going to the ATM.
Right.
Right.
That's very easy to accommodate, and we're lucky that we have that electronic voting machine to accommodate this. As far as the printed ballots, we're going to have to determine how we're going to handle that. We'll have a very large ballot next year for the general election, and so we may, instead of going to a two-page ballot, both sides no less, we'll probably determine which of those jurisdictions will need to have Spanish ballots provided so that it won't be necessarily county-wide.
Hmm. Elections, of course, depend on a huge pool of volunteers to help you out at the polls. How hard is it going to be to find Spanish-speaking poll workers? Do you have enough right now?
We don't know. We're going to reach out, and we've already met with some of the community leaders. We're going to be reaching out and trying to determine where we need the bilingual poll workers. And hopefully we can get volunteers that will help us with that. We just sent out a poll worker survey for our last election, and one of the questions we asked is, are you bilingual and do you speak fluent Spanish? So that hopefully we can garner from that group of people who've already served as poll workers.
So how many do you have in that little select group already?
They haven't responded. We just sent the survey out the other day, but we'll be finding out.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson. Have you had specific needs crop up in recent elections? Somebody at a poll who says, I've got a voter who needs a translator or a request for some assistance on the ballot.
One of the things we did for this past election, the November 8th election, was to notify at a poll manager briefing that if someone needs assistance, they definitely have people in our office they can call. And we have a help desk, and they were instructed to have them call, and we were able to help a couple of voters for this last election translate by having someone on staff.
Mark Thomas, you said that the Department of Justice is the one who kind of is the heavy in this, and they notified you about this particular mandate. What happens if they're not satisfied with all of the measures that Salt Lake County or other counties who are facing this requirement, what happens to them? Is it a fee? Is it a fine? Is it a lawsuit? What is it?
It's probably worse than all of those. They come in and they will decide what is best for Salt Lake County, and they will probably do that by way of a lawsuit. But that the does take away some discretion from Salt Lake County in doing what they think is best for the people of Salt Lake County. And so it's always better for Salt Lake County to decide that rather than the Department of Justice.
Salt Lake County, clearly not the first county to encounter this requirement. Sherry Swenson, where are you looking? You know, what cities, what counties are you looking to who have done these implementations, and what kinds of guidance are you getting from outside of Utah?
Well, one of the first things I did was to contact my former election director, is now the assistant election director in San Diego County, and they now have four languages that they're required to place on the ballot in addition to English, and
wow.
So they have a vast amount of experience. They're a much larger county, but they were also a jurisdiction that was put under an agreement by the Department of Justice because whatever they did in the past wasn't satisfactory. So I immediately looked to them, and they sent me a lot of information, some plans that they had implemented, how to accommodate this and how to do it so that we don't end up in that situation. My current election director is also from San Bernardino County. He's worked in San Bernardino where they were under that provision of Section 203 as well. So he has experience. And there's a lot of information on the Department of Justice website. There's a number of cases that you can study and see, you know, what was done in those situations where they didn't feel it was done adequately.
Have you had any kickback from anybody who says, look, we're in America. We should not be providing ballots in a language other than the official language of English. Sherry Swenson?
Well, I've had two phone calls plus an email. There have been a lot of comments on the media stories about it. And basically, you know, it's a federal law that Congress first implemented in 1975. They renewed it again in 1982, 1992, and again in 2006. And this current provision will go through 2031. And so, you know, their reasons for doing it, obviously, they've studied the situation. And, you know, so, yes, we've had some comments. One of the comments I get quite often is I thought they had to speak English in order to become citizens. Well, in some cases, especially if they were naturalized many years ago, that wasn't necessarily true. And it's not about just speaking English, it's being English proficient. As you know, some of the constitutional amendments and the propositions are hard for even we who speak English to totally understand. So although they may have limited English skills, they aren't necessarily proficient in order to become citizens.
That is true. Ballot language can be a little perplexing at times. Mark Thomas, have you been getting feedback at your office about, you know, hey, we should be only printing in English?
Yes, we have. From our office and also from the governor's office has received a few comments from folks. And one of the things that I'll add on to what Sherry said that we've heard is the English only. Years ago, there was an initiative that passed and made its way through the courts, and it was the English Only Act that it declared English as the official language of Utah. But in that statute, though, it does specifically say that if federal law requires you to print something in a language other than English, then you can do that. So there is that carve out in the statute that allows for this to happen. And clearly this is a federal law that is put down on to San Juan County and to Salt Lake County.
We've only got about a minute left. Sherry Swenson, the bottom line, how much is this going to cost the county to implement these changes to provide bilingual ballots and services?
You know, at this point in time, we're always reassessing and redoing our forms for the future elections. And so, you know, we're going to try to do it as efficiently as we can by doing a bilingual form in the case of voter registration and, you know, provisional envelopes, vote by mail applications. So, you know, I don't think there'll be a large cost in that because we'd be reprinting forms anyway. We even have a new political party, so we would have to reprint all of our voter registration forms to add that. As far as the ballots, we already have the electronic voting machine with that capability. So I don't see it being a huge cost. You know, we haven't really got an estimate, but it will be some. But I'm thinking it will probably be maybe in the range of 10 to 20,000 maximum. One of the things is the public notice in Spanish, you know, and that may be a little costly for us.
But just very quickly, if I'm an English-speaking voter, is the bilingual ballot going to affect my voting experience at all?
No. No, it really won't. I had an email from someone who was upset that they were going to have to wade through, you know, the Spanish ballot, but that won't be the case. It's a simple selection on the voting screen as to which language.
Salt Lake County Clerk Sherry Swenson, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Also, Mark Thomas, Director of Elections for the State of Utah. And Mark, thanks to you.
Thanks.
City Views is a production of KCPW News. Jesse Ellis is our technical director. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. You can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org. Next time, pseudonyms and getting published, how the Mike Winder, Richard Burwash episode is affecting newsrooms and West Valley's image. That's coming up tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.